Before I start, I just wanted to, I forgot during the announcements, our God box. The devotional for our Lenten time is in the back on the table in the narthex there, and you're encouraged to pick those up. It has a description in there about how you make this and what you do with it. On one side, you tell yourself, this is my God box. The other side, you put the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And as part of our slowing down and unbusying ourselves throughout the day or whenever it works for you, just write down a little thing that you get worried about or that you get stressed about or that you get busy about. Put it in your box. Give it to God. It's just a way to, a little practice to help be attentive to how your life is going there. And so, and you can color them and design them any way you want. An old Kleenex box is real good. It's already designed. That's what, anyway, but, and you might need a smaller one, you might need a bigger one, depending on how busy and worried you might be. But just a practice for our Lenten time. And so as we heard about from our short scripture reading, but pretty key there and pretty pithy. But Jesus, you see, in the saying, he never really promised that the yoke would literally be easy. That's a bit of a mistranslation because the context is of yoking oxen. And the translation means a well-fitting yoke. It's an easy yoke. It's well-fitting. And so as we begin our busy series, we discover that each of us has a tempo that fits well, that energizes us. So the question, what tempo gives you life? What tempo gives you energy? And what temple of life feels kind of toxic? And what's the cost of those two tempos, the ones that are right and the ones that's not? Because, you know, in America, we often measure, right? We measure success by how busy we are or how busy others are. You know, the busier, the better, right? And you get extra points for being stressed out and always on the go. Yeah, it's true, I think, sometimes, right? In our modern life, stress is everywhere. I mean, it's in the street, it's at the office, it's at home. We don't want to say it's at church, but you should have seen a bunch of us this morning. And too much stress, it takes a toll on our lives. I mean, it's physical as well as emotional. Stress is even among the most important causes of severe illnesses, such as cancer and heart disease. Stress is a symptom, okay? It's a symptom, I want to say, of forgetting to trust that Jesus walks with us, that our Christ is with us, and is forgetting to rely on that power. The trouble is that the world, it's always working harder, it's always working faster and fighting for maximum productivity. You may have heard that. You may work somewhere where that's where you're judged by. And this creates a cycle of needing to feel busy all the time, right? In order to feel productive. Not only at work, but in church, even at home, right? You can't just take a day off. It took me a long time. I never liked fishing, but it took me a long time to figure out, well, that's why guys go fishing. Just let it go. Get out there and watch that little thing bobbing on the water, waiting for the fish. That's pretty cool, actually. But the word busy is actually emotionally loaded, right? So every time you say to yourself, I'm busy, you're actually adding stress. Just saying the word adds stress to you. And we're constantly using words like that, right? That stress us out. Because the words that we use, that's the house that we live in. That creates our world, right? We heard last week. And so we can say to ourselves, instead of busy or stressed or deadlines and, you know, whatever the other words you use are, we can say to ourselves, God's grace is spacious. God's time is infinite. And then take a deep breath. Inspire. Yeah, the word, meaning of the word. Inspire yourselves. Take a deep breath. And then consult your to-do list and do the next thing that has to be done. Discover the yoke that's an easy fit. Now, you know, that might mean just being quiet. It might mean adding generosity through serving. Turn off the phone. Hug your kids. Hug your cat. Hug your dog. Hug yourself. Read a book. Stare at the wall and appreciate the silence. Watch the clouds fly by. If you can see any, if the gray kind of disappears. Catch up with a friend. And not just to tick it off your to-do list. Oh yeah, check out with them. But to enjoy this conversation with them that gives you such joy. Take some time off, even if just for a few hours. You know, because there'll always be more to do tomorrow. Guaranteed. Lists to go through, deadlines to meet. But today, in this moment, banish the busy and breathe into the space. Because sometimes to be truly switched on, you just have to switch off. Turn off your cell phone. Turn off all those beeps and clicks and sounds, right? That always, oh my God, there it goes again. I got to get it. Step away from the computer, from the TV if you have one. I read that to my wife. She goes, everybody has a TV. I go, but we don't. We watch lots of movies, but we don't plug in. There are 60 seconds in a minute, always. That's never changed. Time is time. The world is not moving faster. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. The world hasn't moved any faster. The world has not become fast-paced and unstable. Our society and our minds have become fast-paced and unstable. Yeah? That's a big difference. Do you see that difference? Yeah, the world is just going along. Every word you say is emotionally loaded. I'm busy, I'm stressed. I've got this big meeting. Well, how big is it? 4 football fields? I mean, how big is it? Right? This season, as we enter this spacious Lenten time of slowing down, I invite you to join me and just gently challenge yourselves not to say any of those stressing words. Just for a week. Try it for a week. That could be every time, you know. Oh, I'm busy. Whoops, got to put it in. Oh, I'm busy. Oh, whatever. Try it for a week. I've caught myself in the office a couple of times when we were talking or with the worship committee talking about planning this series, you know, and then we all say, well, we're all so busy. Whoops, you know, just describing. It's hard, but try it for a week. See how you do on that. See how you do. Because, you know, we're entering into God's time. In Greek, it's called keros, the alive time, the time of God. And we enter it all together as a church. And together, we'll discover the easy, very comfortable fit of the yoke of Jesus. Yeah? For he tells us, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I'll tell you a story about 10 years ago. A young and very successful executive named Josh was traveling down a Chicago neighborhood street. And he was going a bit too fast in his sleek, black, 12-cylinder Jaguar XKE, which was only a couple months old. And he was watching for kids jumping out. You know, he didn't want to, you know, run into anything and in between the cars. And so he slowed down, and he thought he saw something. But as his car passed, a child didn't jump out, but a brick sailed out and whomp right into the side of his Jag's shiny new black door. Screech, the brakes slammed on, the gears ground in reverse. He screeched back to where this kid was. He jumps out of his car, he grabs the kid slow, throws him up against the car. What are you doing? Who do you think you are? You know, what's going on here? And he builds up a head of steam. He gets more agitated, right? It's a new Jag, the brick you threw is gonna cost you lots of money. What are you doing? And the kid is crying. Please, mister, please, please, I'm sorry. I didn't know what else to do. I threw the brick because no one else would stop. And tears, you know, he drew. And he goes, it's my brother, sir. He points behind the car where he's standing. He rolled off the curb and he fell out of his wheelchair and I can't lift him up to take him home. Moved beyond words, this young executive tried desperately to swallow a lump that's forming in his throat, right? Straining, he lifts the young man, the older brother, up into the chair. He takes out his handkerchief, cleans off the scratches and makes sure there's no blood and no serious injuries. And then he watches as the younger brother wheels him down the sidewalk on their way home. Well, it was a long walk back to the sleek, black, shining XKE, the Jaguar with the 12-cylinder engine. It was a long and a slow walk. And Josh never did fix that side door of his Jag. He kept the dent to remind himself not to go through life so fast that someone had to throw a brick to get his attention. See, some bricks are softer than others. And feel for the bricks of life coming at you. In the hustle and bustle and speed of life, are you missing out on the joys of the present moments? Slow down. Enjoy life. See, it's not only the scenery that you miss by going too fast. You also miss the sense of where you're going and why. Amen.